Hello, Miss Barry.
Hi, Barry. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. And yourself?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was based on some financing you had done with Wells Fargo.
Yes.
And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for both equipment financing and working capital for up to $250,000. Just wanted to kind of circle back with you, see what you had coming up where you might need some financing.
You know, right at the present moment,
mm-hmm.
probably for the next 30 days at least, I'm good. I am looking at some new equipment. What kind of interest rates is on it?
Our rates start in the single digits. It's a 2 to 5 year term normally, with monthly payments.
Okay.
What kind of equipment are you looking to get?
I'm looking at several different things actually. I'm looking at, depends on which direction. That's why I'm not doing anything for 30 days. But I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to move my business in a different direction. I'm looking at a new self feed sander or a different additional self feed sander.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at an additional laser machine and possibly a new planer.
Mm-hmm. And how much do these go for?
Oh, anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000.
Okay, so you don't really have estimates yet.
Yeah, I do, but like planer is like $5,000.
Okay.
The laser machine that I'm looking for is about $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the sander that I'm looking for is about
$50,000. Okay, perfect. So we're looking at about $105,000 total.
Yeah, somewhere in it.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Yeah, we can definitely help you out with that. So then you two of them are replacements, and one of them you're adding all three of them on?
Yeah, they're all additions.
Oh, yeah. They're all additions. Okay, perfect. And so are you going to need anyone new to operate the equipment, or is it something that you're going to be handling?
No, we're going to take care of that.
Okay, perfect. And when you said within the next 30 days or after the next 30 days is when you're looking to get it?
Yeah, it won't be. It may even be after Christmas.
Okay.
Just because right now we are so busy that I'm not sure I have to do. I don't have time to do what I need to do before I buy the equipment to make sure that I'm getting the right stuff.
Okay.
I want to make some trips to the factories and so forth to make sure we got exactly what we're trying to get before I make the purchases. I've looked at all the equipment out at the woodworking shows out in Atlanta about
mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
Okay.
And so I know what I'm looking for. I just want to take samples with me and make sure that everything can accomplish what I want it to.
Oh, yeah, for sure, especially when you're spending that kind of money.
Yep, yep.
And so are these going to be new or used?
No, they're all new.
All new? Okay, perfect. And then, so you said you're taking the business and, like, you're just adding different services that you're going to be providing?
No, we're going to do exactly what we're doing now. We're just going to do more of one area or another and lop off some other areas.
Oh, okay.
Rid of some of the business we do that's not as lucrative. We're probably going to try to get rid of. I've kind of kept it going as, you know, just kind of a lure to get other businesses in. But we're starting to get a reputation that we will do that sort of thing. So everybody's calling us to do that, and we just don't have time to do 1Z, 2Z prototype stuff for everybody. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not necessarily willing to pay for what it cost me to do it. So when it was enhancing the rest of our business, that was fine. But
mm-hmm.
now that we're so busy on the other end, on that end, you know, it's just a matter of I've just got to make some decisions.
Oh, okay.
And, right now I'm not sure is a great time to make those decisions because we're so busy. I don't have time to really sit down and reflect, and I don't have time to get all of my key guys together to talk about it. So,
no, that definitely makes sense. So what would the, like, because you guys do, like, it's all woodwork, correct?
Yes.
And it's, like, laser engraving, signs?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
We do a ton of high-end menu panels for the hospitality industry.
Oh, okay.
And we laser engrave them and color print them and different things. And then we also supply laser engravers all over the world. Actually, in fact, I'm working on a new distributor, a new laser manufacturer out of Australia that I'm working with right now. So
you guys sell the laser engravers?
No, we don't sell them. We sell to people that have them.
Oh.
The manufacturers that make them.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. Okay, and so then when you're shifting your focus a little bit, what is it going to be exactly that you think? I mean, I know you said you're not sure yet. You have to talk with everyone.
I really don't know.
Okay.
We have to find that. I've got a consultant flying out from New Hampshire, and he's going to spend a couple weeks with me in November, so.
Oh, perfect. And so do you have, like, an idea of, like, your expected return on investment with these three new pieces of equipment, or you need to wait to talk with the consultant?
I got to decide exactly where we're going so I can decide how many employees I can have,
mm-hmm.
and decide how much the new equipment, how many employees I could replace.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I mean, you know, quite honestly, employees are my biggest headache right now.
Oh, really? What, you just don't have good work, or?
Nobody wants to work.
This country's
nuts if they totally shut the borders, because I don't know who's going to do any work. We don't have anybody in our area in Colorado that wants to work. They all want to sit around and smoke marijuana, so.
here in California, too.
Yeah, so it's, and it's not getting any easier for, the business climate's not favoring the small business whatsoever, which we are. And actually, we're to the point right now, we've got like 35 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing much better when I was at 20. I was trying to grow the business, and I'm going, no, that puts me under the microscope with too many people. OSHA's been in to see me, and every time that happens, there's more regulations.
Oh, yeah.
More different things. And it was nothing. I mean, we do very well. We don't have accidents. We don't do anything. It was just a fluke thing that they came by. Well, now we got more things to do, and the more employees we have, just everything. And so I'm going to look at buying a little more equipment, having a few less people, and I think we can probably make more money. So
that's smart.
But,
the equipment is more efficient.
To try to put that all down on paper right now, I just don't have time to do that, so.
No, that makes sense. I definitely understand that. But it sounds like you have, like, a general idea of what you're looking to do and have a plan of attack. How would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
As far as I know, it is pretty spotless.
Oh, perfect. And are you the 100%? Oh, awesome. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, if you have good credit like this, I think we definitely could get you one of our better deals. How long have you guys been in business?
30 years.
30 years? Yeah.
Yep.
I can definitely get you something good here.
Yep. I'm on my second SBA loan, paid the other one back. And, now the one I have now is on a new building I just bought. I just got a real estate loan from SBA to help me with the purchase of a new, larger building, and so we got room to do a few things, so.
Perfect.
So, I don't know how many people you know that get an SBA loan in 2 weeks, but we did.
Wow, no.
So my credit rating is pretty good.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. I mean, definitely from what you're talking about here, you want the self-heat sander, the laser machine, and the planer. The sander is about $50K, as well as the laser machine, and the planer will only run about $5K. But, you know, you're not looking to do anything for the next 30 days, maybe even after Christmas. Before you decide that, though, I definitely think you should talk to your accountant and see if it makes financial sense for you to purchase it before the end of the year for Section 179. Perfect. And what did he say?
We're still running on, because of my move and so forth, we're still running on last year's losses. So I don't need any more this year. Next year.
Okay, perfect. So maybe next year would be the correct time.
Mm-hmm. That's not my first rodeo.
Great. I know you'd be surprised how many people I talk to don't know what Section 179 is, so I always just advise to talk to your accountant on that. Okay. And so when do you think you're going to be able to make those trips out to the factories? Probably late November, early December, or after the new year?
My goal was to have a decision made by the end of November, but probably realistically... We're probably looking after the first of the year.
Okay. That's not bad at all, though. Okay. And so, I mean, it sounds like everything is going pretty good right now, other than the fact that, you know, you're kind of just waiting for the consultant, waiting for the trips to the factories, and to make sure that everything is exactly the machinery that you want, will do what you want, and help you guys replace some of those employees with a more efficient machinery. All right. Well, I mean, I definitely think our equipment financing is a great program for you, especially with your credit being good and, you know, being in business for 30 years. Do you have an email address that I can send you a quick follow-up, and then we can kind of go from there?
Yep, cheirloom at gmail.com.
Perfect. cheirloom@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and send you what we have. I mean, it's just a I can send you the application, but it's a really simple process. It's a one-page application, 6 months of your bank statements, and then the quotes or invoices. I'll send you what we would need in the future, but obviously you won't be filling it out just yet. When would be the best time for me to follow up with you?
No, I really don't know.
Okay, well, I can just follow up, you know, in a couple weeks here, see how things are going, and we can kind of reevaluate then.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks, Barry. It's been great talking to you, and good luck with everything. All
Okay, thanks.
right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.